Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. If you're a regular listener to these commentaries, you have heard my recommendation to own some bullion-priced physical gold and silver as a small part of your investment portfolio or net worth. The purpose of this recommendation I called wealth insurance. Over the past several weeks, those who have owned gold have been well rewarded for taking this precaution. From February 11th through Tuesday last week, the value of the US dollar, the other 28 foreign currencies I track, all major global stock indices I follow, the other commodity metals I track, oil, natural gas, and the 10-year treasury debt interest rate all declined in value against an ounce of gold. In fact, most of them had fallen at least 20% or more against an ounce of gold during that four-week period. Updating this analysis to go from February 11th through Wednesday this week, some things have changed. Temporarily, the US dollar is seen as a savior of the global financial markets. Over that five-week period, it rose more than 8% against an ounce of gold. Other currencies that appreciated at least 5% against gold during the period included the Japanese yen, Swiss franc, euro, Chinese yuan, and the Hong Kong and Taiwan dollars. Most of the currencies I track are still down as much as 16% against an ounce of gold over the 5 weeks. The major global stock indices, except for the Shanghai Composite Index, were all down more than 22% against an ounce of gold over the 5 weeks. Because the Chinese economy is starting to go back to work, the Shanghai Composite barely kept pace with gold. All of the commodity metals, oil and natural gas, continued to fare poorly against gold. As an example, the West Texas Intermediate crude oil price fell more than 60% against an ounce of gold over the 5 weeks. Even the 10-year treasury debt interest rate, despite the significant rebound early this week, was still down more than 25% against an ounce of gold over the 5 weeks. More than mere words can convey, the financial markets over the past 5 weeks have demonstrated the wisdom of owning bullion-priced physical gold and silver. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.